World Center of Racing. I'm excited that you're here, ready for the 64th annual Daytona 500. And it's always a pleasure during this day to have a lot of folks that are noted personalities out there in other forms of sports. And we've got one here today, and I can tell you, you don't want to make him mad. So be nice with your questions. I will give you that alert to begin with. But Big E, the WWE superstar, is here with us. And he's from Tampa, Florida, so he knows a little bit about stock car racing here at the World Center of Racing. But Big E, appreciate you being here. He's going to be our honorary pace car driver today, taking the Toyota Camry around to lead the field. So we're very, very excited about that. How excited are you to get out on the racetrack today, Big E?
I can't wait. This is all new to me, but I've had so many of my friends who've been here before, who've been to races before, who told me I'm going to have the time of my life. So this is absurdly exciting for me.
Any questions that we have out there? So let me ask you this. Well, wait a minute. We got a question right here. We're going to go to the Associated Press. Mike up here. He'll hand it over. Thank you, sir.
Mark Long with AP. I heard you say earlier you don't really drive anymore.
I don't own a car anymore.
So how that? I mean, it's like driving a car. Riding a bike. Was it really easy to slide back in and turn laps?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are on the road all the time. We rent cars, so I still drive all the time. I'm still I know how to drive, and I drive regularly. So let's. Yeah, I want to make that clear. Okay. I have a license, and I know how to drive, and I drive every week. I am an adult. just barely.
Then I misheard that. Okay, but why don't you own a car?
It's a long conversation, but I'm gone all the time. I'm on the road all the time. I live alone, don't have a wife or kids, so because of that, I just Uber and Lyft to get around. That's all. Yeah.
And how do you drive every week?
I drive every week because we travel for our shows. So when we get to a town, we'll land in a town. I'll rent a car. We drive. So yes,
okay,
that's my life.
Okay.
What was the experience like driving this car? A little bit different.
So cool, man. Dealing with those, the inclines around the turns for the first time, especially when you're only going about 55 miles an hour. That was very new for me. But, man, such a treat to be out there on the track and, saw Kurt Busch and, talk for a second. Everyone has been lovely. So it's been beautiful.
Back in the back here.
Yeah, Chris Boyle from the Daytona Beach News Journal went on the track. Did you, in fact, feel the power? And if so, how would you describe said power?
I did. I did feel that power, and it was lovely. It was just nice being out there, and I appreciate that. For anyone who isn't really familiar with me, it's a thing I say, feel the power. So that was why he said, feel the power. It was lovely. It was very lovely and cool being out there. And I'm sure that's just a little taste of what it's going to be like when it's real.
Questions? Up here. Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. So, okay, so we've established you use Uber. We've established that you still drive. When you had a car, what was the coolest car you had, and how fast have you ever driven?
I did have a 93 Geo Metro in college. So that was a thing. I didn't have much money. The last car I had an 06 Altima that I gave away a couple years ago. So I drove that 06 Altima until about like 2 years ago. And I drove it. I think I hit 100 once. I don't know if I should be saying that, you know. But yeah, that's it. No. I don't try to keep up with the Miz. That's a fruitless chase. That's not a good idea. I like keeping my money. So, God bless the Miz, though. He loves to spend that money. Mm.
Questions? Right up front. Come over, guys.
Dustin Albino, JC.com. Biggie, obviously you won the championship in September. How's the last 6 months kind of been for you?
Oh man, it's been incredible. It's really opened so many doors for me. Getting to do incredible things like this. This for me, I love what I do. I love wrestling, but I love being able to do. This is a dream come true. To be the honorary pace car driver for the Daytona 500 is incredible. I got to do the intros for Fury Wilder 3, an incredible fight, on the same day that I was in Iowa City to watch Iowa beat Penn State. which, you know, as a former Hawkeye was huge for me. So I've been able to do some really incredible things. Was there for Sean Porter's last fight, being able to walk him out. And I love being able to just kind of jump into these things that I never thought I'd be able to do. And everyone has been so lovely. So, you know, winning the title really kind of changed my life and opened my eyes just to, hey, I can do some things that I didn't really think I could before. Yes, for sure.
Any more questions for Big E? Big E, enjoy the ride today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.